This is TWiT.
Okay, so Pete, tell us about the Galaxy Note Edge. This has a really interesting bit of technology that they're really putting to use in an unexpected way.
Yeah, the Galaxy Edge, man, that phone, I mean, that is the future. I said that even in the piece I wrote. I mean, it's a head-turning gadget. This is the thing where you kind of see it and you're just like, you do a double take because it's familiar. It's a smartphone, a big smartphone. But then you immediately see this sort of display that folds over, that sort of wraps along the side, and you're just like, oh, what's that? And then you kind of look at it and it's like, oh, it's this cool row of icons. It's like this, I'm sort of reminded of an old friend of mine who would complain about, she was an art director, and she'd complain that, you know, I need a palette, I need a monitor just for the palettes in Photoshop hanging off the side of my monitor, a small, thin, tinier monitor. And this is it. This is hidden smartphone form. And so it's kind of like by default, you have this row of app icons. So you basically have sort of a quick launcher off the side. That's number one. But it does so much more. I mean, you can swipe through the screens. And I got to say, they did a great job with the design and the functionality of this, because I did my little hands on with it, it never sort of gave an erroneous registration of like a finger swipe, or, you know, you can hold it normally, operate it normally, and not accidentally trigger things. And it's super intuitive. I mean, you just swipe across to go through sort of the screens, from your app icons to, say, a news feed to data from S Health, like the number of steps you have counted. And then you can swipe up or down, you know, when you have a big row of icons. And I got to say, one of the cleverest things they put in this, and it's just, why not, is the ruler. So it's like, you just go into ruler mode, and it's like, why not? You have a little ruler there on the side of your phone, and you can just quickly, you know, okay, that's a couple of inches, that's a couple of centimeters, you know. That's pretty neat. And there's a couple other widgets, like a stopwatch, you know, those quick kind of items that you might want just right there without having to dig around through your app screens to find. It's a clever thing. It's a head-turning thing. Are people going to buy it? There's a good chance. One of the things I love about the Galaxy Edge is Samsung didn't cheap out. They didn't sort of throw this experimental form factor in sort of a phone with mid-range specs or low specs. It's like, oh, let's see if people like it. This is the Galaxy Note 4 with a curved edge. So it's got quad HD. It's got that screaming processor that we just talked about. It's got all the features of the Galaxy Note 4 just with this extra bonus. So Samsung's very smart in doing this, because clearly if they want this to be this future of smartphone design, they're going to need influencers. And influencers want the best. They want the latest and greatest. They do not want to settle for some mid-range phone to get something cool. And Samsung has put it all in one package. So it's a pretty smart way to do this product. Will it take off? I mean, we'll see. I kind of want it.
First of all, it could be an issue for left-handed people, because it's really designed to be held in the left hand, and then you use the S Pen with the right hand. Holding it in the right hand and using the S Pen with the left hand might be something else.
The display will rotate 180 degrees.
You can turn it upside down, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
and so
have to settle for the home button at the top of it.
All right.
One thing that I think is interesting about this, and I was less excited about this than you were, simply because it seems like they found a solution to the problem of how do they get out there with a really curved touch display. And so just to super clarify to people who are not watching the video version, the screen is flat like any other screen, but on the right side of the phone, it then the unbroken glass continues down at an angle, and then there's a user interface on that edge that can be used for all kinds of different things. And one of the really interesting things about this is that it has an Edge SDK for developing for this little surface that doesn't exist on any other phone. Can you tell us a bit about the Edge SDK?
Yeah, just a little. I mean, basically, right now, when you launch an app, like a third-party app on the Galaxy Edge, the edge sort of row goes away and fades to the background, and you can call it up, and again, by default, it's that list of icons. But you can, as a developer, create something, content for that screen. So for example, Samsung's done a very good job of this with its built-in app. So if you launch the camera, all the buttons, like the shutter, the settings button, all that stuff appears on the strip on the side display on the edge. And so your LCD is nothing but your image, but your field of view. So that's a very clever sort of basic thing. Oh, yeah, this is a great thing for usability apps like that. You can kind of just put your controls there. You can put like things like a news ticker, for example, if say you were watching like a news video or something, or any kind of ticker, really. You could YouTube could have the YouTube ticker that you could activate if you wanted along this edge thing. Highlighting things while you're watching. I mean, you know, you could put anything on there. It's an interesting take. I think for some apps, you're not going to want to do that. Like when you really want to immerse yourself in a video or the content on the main screen, you do want that edge to fade away. But for any app that sort of has multiple functionality, multitasking, there are a lot of possibilities.
So Pete, you know, this is such an interesting product, and CNET's really bullish about it too, which is kind of, you know, every time a manufacturer tries something that seems like it could be gimmicky or something we've never seen before, sometimes tech press has the reaction of like, well, we'll see. In this case, people seem pretty excited about it. My big question is, do we think this is going to be a lot more expensive than the Note? And, you know, notice that prices have not been shared yet. It seems like Samsung has this tendency to sort of, they're so big and they release so many products that it's almost like every product is sort of a public A/B test. Do you think that that's what Samsung's doing here? Or do you think that there will be, that everybody will just love it and it'll get picked up and the price will either be at par with the Note or come down, you know, relatively quickly?
Yeah, I think they would not have come out with this product if they didn't think there was an audience for it. So I think definitely Samsung does some of that public experimentation. But the fact that a version of this was unveiled about a year and a half ago as an experimental thing, I think at CES 2013, and that it's now coming out, they've had a lot of time to refine and sort of settle on this kind of design. And they've obviously been guided by input, by basically what they could do. So I think that it's a little more considered than a lot of the other stuff they've thrown against the wall. Because I've seen, even as, you know, going back to the Galaxy S2 and S3, some of those thrown in features like the eye scrolling that the S3 would do didn't really work very well out of the gate. They're just kind of, well, we'll throw it in. Maybe people will like it. This seems like they have a very clear vision in mind here. To your other part of the question about the price, I can almost, I'm without qualifying by saying I don't know anything about the pricing, I can almost guarantee this is going to be a step up from your basic Note. I would wager that if the Note is, say, $199 with a contract, this would be $299. So I'm looking at, I'm thinking it's probably going to be at least $100 more. That said, I mean, this is kind of like, it's almost like having a wearable without the wearable, you know, like if you have like a smartwatch or like a smart glasses like Google Glass, you immediately get that kind of like, wow, that's cool and interesting, but my God, that's super geeky sort of reaction. Whereas this one, you definitely get the first part. You'll be like, oh, wow, that's cool and interesting. But somehow it's less geeky. I mean, that's just my feeling. It's like, oh, that's just kind of cool and futury, and that's neat. My phone doesn't do that. You know, it's such a visual kind of thing. Like, I think this is why, you know, it's probably like a certain type of influencer, a certain type of person who buys phones for the style factor. And we all do a little bit, but the people who do it sort of more will kind of be drawn to this. Yeah. And, you know, we'll see if that plays out. But I got to tell you, I mean, we wrote about all the Samsung products today. I mean, there's tremendous interest in this particular one.